From KUOW, it's The Record. I'm Marcy Silman. Social justice has been on the minds of Seattle City Council members. The council's considering a proposal that would require public construction projects to give priority to workers from disadvantaged communities in Seattle and King County. Councilmember Sally Clark is leading the effort to pass this measure.
When we looked at the statistics for who is currently working on capital projects, projects that the city builds on behalf of the taxpayers, maybe libraries or community centers, we found a super small number of people working on those projects actually are coming from inside the city of Seattle, only about 6%. Given the number of people who are underemployed or unemployed in our city, 6 seems like a really small number. And we know certainly that there are a lot of folks who live outside of the city and who commute in and out, but I thought we'd have bigger than 6. The number doesn't get a whole heck of a lot better unless we make some intentional changes.
So when we talk about the work shed, the priority is not just that they're from the city or the county or the state, but that they meet this economic criteria?
Yeah. What this does is say, okay, look, we're going to prioritize particular zip codes that concentrate sort of in these two tiers. The first tier will be City of Seattle zip codes that have a large number of what we're going to describe as disadvantaged folks, folks who might be living at less than 200% of the poverty level, have lower educational attainment status, and that'll be sort of our first ring. The second ring will be out into King County, because, again, you got to have a big enough work shed from which to draw employees.
What kinds of projects is this local hire rule going to apply to?
You know, the one that really sparked the work on this policy was the Rainier Beach Community Center. When we built the Rainier Beach Community Center, I'm going to say three years ago now, the original set of contractor bids came in with really, for all intents and purposes, no inclusion of a real plan for how to have folks from disadvantaged communities partake in the work. Despite the rhetoric that we have in our bid documents of that being a priority for our city, contractors came in and really, to their benefit, the McGinn administration said, you know what, we need to re-look at this. We can't have our rhetoric say we want one thing and then actually not have the building of a community center in the heart of a disadvantaged community not reflect those values.
I'm talking with Seattle City Council member Sally Clark about a proposed local hire law. What happens if a bid from one of the, either a local contractor or a priority group, is not competitive with a bid that you get from outside this pool that you're targeting? Are we going to end up spending more taxpayer money to hire local workers or priority workers?
Yeah, you know, what we've seen in the projections is that we probably will pay a slight premium on projects. And I don't believe, and again, we'll see as we go forward, but the projections don't show that that will be a significant price increase for projects. The policy decision that the committee has made and that I think the council will make on Tuesday is that slight premium price is worth the benefit that we get from adopting this policy of prioritizing some share of the work so that we can get more people employed and jobs long term.
So there's employment, but I think I heard you say, and I'm pretty sure I read on the website, that this also involves getting people into journeyman training programs well, correct?
It's the only way it works. It's the only way it works if we are able to build a pipeline of skilled people.
Have you spoken with the unions that would be involved in these trades, and what kind of reaction have you gotten?
By and large, I've had a fully enthusiastic response from the trade unions in particular in this region. And a lot of them, you know, they recognize that there is a whole lot of work that they can be doing because there are whole lots of people who are going to be retiring from the trades here in the next decade. And there are a lot of folks who want those jobs, and there's a gap. They need to get into pre-apprenticeship. They need the basic math and skills to show up and make it to apprenticeship. And then apprenticeship it's tough. And I think the unions are recognizing that there's a lot they can do in order to help people be successful through there. And there's a lot the city needs to do in partnership with them.
Sally, we're a city that weathered the Great Recession better than most. We're in a great employment situation vis-a-vis a lot of parts of the country. Why does Seattle need something like this right now?
You know, it's another, I hate to, I feel like I overuse this metaphor a lot, but it's another tool in the toolbox as far as what are the choices for people in terms of employment and building a career path in Seattle. We don't have numbers in terms of the folks who are able to gain access to those jobs through city contracts that match our desire to have as much access and opportunity as possible. So it's another tool, it's another option for people as they're trying to figure out how to build a career and build a life.
Seattle City Council Member Sally Clark. The full council will consider her priority hire proposal on Tuesday. This is The Record from KUOW. I'm Marcy Silman.